I downloaded the 254-page Amazon Connect developer guide, expecting a long API reference. It is that, but it is also something more useful, a map of the different ways developers can program a contact center. Amazon Connect is AWS's cloud contact center service. It handles phone calls, chat, email, tasks, queues, agents, and the rules that connect those pieces. The console lets an administrator configure many of them by clicking. The developer guide explains what happens when you want software to do the work. The guide is aimed at people who build custom contact center systems, manage contact flows with code, automate business rules, test flows, or connect. Connect to other AWS services and outside applications. That list is important. It tells us that Connect is not one programming problem. It is at least four. First, the service API. The first major section covers the Amazon Connect APIs. These are HTTP endpoints that let a program create, find, update, and remove resources such as users, queues, routing profiles, phone numbers, flows, and prompts. The guide's best advice appears before the long list of operations. Treat the API as a distributed service with limits and delays. Do not write a script that assumes every request succeeds immediately. For example, a busy client can receive HTTP 429, which means that the service is throttling requests. Throttling is not a strange one-off error. It is part of the normal operating conditions of an API. The guide recommends retries with a back-off strategy. In plain language, wait a little longer between each retry instead of sending the same request again as fast as possible. The limits apply at the AWS account and region level. That detail is easy to miss and can change how an automation system is designed. Several Connect instances may still compete for the same account level allowance. The guide also warns about eventual consistency. That means a successful change may take a short time to become visible in every part of the service. A program that creates a resource and immediately asks another API to use it needs to handle that gap. A small wait, a retry, or a status check is safer than assuming the cloud is updated everywhere at once. For large accounts, the guide recommends thinking carefully about list, describe, and search operations. Fetching a huge list and then making one detail request per item can be slow, and it can run into the two requests per second guidance described in the document. A search operation, or a larger max results value, may reduce the number of calls. These are not exciting features, but they are the difference between a provisioning script that works once and one that can be trusted. Second, contact flows as JSON. The next part is the Connect flow language. A contact flow is the path a call, chat, or other contact follows through the system. In the console, that path looks like blocks connected by lines in code. It is JSON containing actions, parameters, transitions, and conditions. That change in format matters. A flow stored as JSON can be reviewed, copied, tested, generated, and placed in version control. It can move through the same kind of deployment process as application code. The guide explains the vocabulary behind a flow. A contact is the interaction. A participant is one of the people or systems involved. An action does something, such as playing a prompt, checking an attribute, transferring a contact, or invoking another service. Transitions describe what happens next when the action succeeds or fails. The flow language is not a replacement for good design. It simply makes the design explicit. You still need to decide what happens when a customer gives an unexpected answer, an agent is unavailable, a Lambda function times out, or a queue reaches its limit. Code makes those decisions easier to diff, but it does not make them automatically correct. Third, rules and events. Connect also includes a rules function language for conditions and event triggers. This is the part that turns a contact center from a collection of resources into a system that reacts. A rule might watch for an event, check a condition, and start an action. That action could be a notification, an update, or another piece of automation. The guide's resource and integration sections point toward the larger AWS event model. CloudTrail records API calls, and EventBridge can consume events for further processing. This is where the service starts to look like a normal event-driven application. Connect handles the live interaction. other services can handle durable records, notifications, reporting, or follow-up work. The boundary between those systems should be designed deliberately. An event is a useful signal, but it is not always a complete business record. Fourth, testing before production. The testing language may be the most encouraging section in the guide. It describes a schema for writing automated tests against contact flows, including assertions, overrides, and simulated events. Contact flows are easy to underestimate because they look visual. A small change to a prompt or condition can affect a real customer. Tests provide a way to check expected paths before deployment reaches a phone number or queue. I would test more than the happy path. A useful test set should include an invalid customer response, a missing attribute, a closed queue, a failed integration, a timeout, and a transfer that cannot complete. The point is not to prove that a flow can work. The point is to learn what it does when the world is untidy. How I would read it. I would not read the guide from page 1 to the end. I would use it in 4 passes. 1. Start with the API best practices, write down the retry, throttling, quota, and eventual consistency rules before writing an automation script. 2. Read the flow language section while looking at one small flow. Map each visual block to its JSON representation. 3. Study the rules and testing sections together. Every important event should lead to a clear action and a testable result. 4. Use the resource by resource API list as a lookup table. It is valuable when a specific task appears, but it is not the best introduction. The document also points readers to the separate API reference for complete request and response shapes. That division is sensible. The developer guide explains how to think about the system. The API reference tells you exactly what a particular operation accepts. The big lesson is simple. Amazon Connect is not just a phone system with a web console. It is a set of APIs, languages, events, and tests wrapped around customer interactions. The console is a useful starting point. The developer guide is where the service becomes something you can automate, review, and operate with confidence.